In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday after Easter. We've passed through the season of Lent. We've celebrated our Lord's resurrection. And now our eyes are focused to Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Ghost. And in today's gospel, our Lord is preparing his apostles, his disciples, for his departure. And he says that there are many things that he wants to say to them, that he has to reveal to them, but they're not yet ready to receive it. Our Lord has told them many things for 3 years. These disciples, these apostles have followed him faithfully for 3 years. They've seen him change water into wine. They've seen him multiply bread and fishes in the desert to feed multitudes of people. They've seen him raise the dead to life, heal the deaf, the dumb, the blind, the crippled. He has worked all these miracles. He has preached to them over and over again that he is to suffer and die upon the cross, but that he will rise again on the third day. And many of these things are hidden from them because they're looking at all that our Lord is saying and doing with human eyes, with materialistic thoughts. We look forward as little children to Christmas because we get presents. There's good food, there's candy. Not because it's our Lord's birthday. And tragically, adults are not much different than children. We look at things through material eyes. Everyone loved to follow Christ when he was multiplying bread and fishes and feeding the multitude. They're ready to make him king, and he has to hide himself from them. Everyone loves him when he heals those who are ill, when he brings peace and comfort to our bodies, to this flesh. But our Lord is trying to lead us somewhere else. The body is not evil. The body is good. The material things around us, they are all good, but there is something better. He's telling us to lift our eyes, to lift our hearts, to lift our minds up just a little bit higher. But as long as our Lord was physically with them, they couldn't do it. Not even Saint Peter. He's looking at the material flesh of our Lord, telling Christ, it's impossible that you should go to die on the cross. I'll die with you. And Christ has to tell him, you don't even know what you're talking about. Before the cock crows three times, or before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Because St. Peter is still looking with material eyes. He's still looking to the body of Christ. He's still looking at these things from a worldly or a natural perspective. And our Lord is trying to say, no, you have to see beyond this. There's something better. There's something greater. It is necessary that this body of mine should die. It's necessary that your body should die, that we should be buried in the ground. But don't worry, that body will rise again from the dead. There's something more important for you to think about. There's something more important for you to understand. But as long as Christ is standing before them in his flesh and blood, they can't see it. They can't think beyond the physical. They loved Christ. They loved being in his presence. They loved being with him. And they were, you might say, clinging to him. We're not going to let you go this time. We'll follow you everywhere. And he's telling them, no, I'm with you only for a short time. I'm going to leave you. But then you can come and follow me later. You must be ready for this separation. You must be a little bit more spiritual, a little bit more mature to see things beyond the physical. There's nothing to fear from death. We're all going to have to pass through it. There's nothing to fear because God is in charge. There will be a resurrection at the end of time. But don't worry about that body. Don't worry about your flesh. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to sleep. You have a Father in heaven who knows you need all those things. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice, and everything else will be given you besides. Don't waste your time worrying about all these material things. Don't waste your time clinging to them, holding on to them. You can't hold on to them. You came into this world with nothing, and you will leave this world with nothing. You want to build up treasure? You want to build up something that will last? Lay up treasure in heaven. In heaven, there's no thieves, no robbers. There's no mold and decay. There's no moths to eat it up. Lay up treasure where it will be safe, in heaven. And I'm afraid that we're just like the apostles. We love our Lord's physical presence. We love that tangible reality around us, and we want to hold on to it, and we're never going to let it go. We're going to fight to hold on to it. And Christ is telling us today, let go. Look up higher. No matter how tight you cling to the things of this earth, you're still going to lose them. You can't hold on to them. Hold on to the supernatural. Hold on to the spiritual. Hold on to your soul. Don't worry about this body. It's not what goes into the body that defiles you. It's what comes out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your soul. It is the soul that is important. And so our Lord is going to ascend into heaven, leave these apostles and disciples. On Ascension Thursday, we'll see they'll be staring up in heaven as our Lord rises up into the clouds. And I can just imagine them all kind of dumbfounded with their mouth hanging open, looking up at the sky. And the angel saying, "Men of Galilee, what are you doing? This Jesus whom you see ascending into heaven, he's going to come back just like you saw him go. He will return." Yet they can't understand it because they have not yet really become spiritual. And it is not until they receive the Holy Ghost that they begin to really understand. The Holy Ghost reminds them all of all that Christ said, of all that he did, and now they can see beyond, oh yes, our Lord isn't just healing bodies. He's healing souls. He's leading us to himself, to the supernatural, to the divinity, through the physical, the material, the corporeal. Just as the cripple was there, lying on his pallet, and our Lord said, "Your sins are forgiven you." And they all say, "This man blasphemes. Who can forgive sins but God?" And our Lord proves them wrong. He says, "I can forgive sins. To prove to you that I can forgive sins," he says to the young man, "Take up your pallet and go home." And the young man rose up, took his pallet, a paralytic. Just at the word of Christ, gets up and walks. Our Lord could have healed his body first, but he healed his soul first, to tell us that his soul is more important than his body. And those who thought, oh, you can't heal the soul, says, I can heal the body too. The body is not what is important. I'm sure this cripple appreciated being able to get up and walk and even carry his pallet. But we must appreciate even more the words of our Lord, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven you. That is the miracle. That is what we need to focus upon. But we're still looking for material wonders. Things in this body, things in this world, things of the flesh. We're still praying constantly, Lord, heal the body. Give us this miracle. Help overcome this disease. Help me fight this or that. Help me to win in this world. And we're praying for that physical, that material miracle. And yes, our Lord does give those. He does answer those prayers quite often. But I think we are mistaken because that's where we put all of our focus. We need to reevaluate. And the miracle we should be praying for is, Lord, heal my soul. Come into my soul. Transform me. Let the Spirit of God come into my heart and live there. That is the miracle that we should be seeking, that we should be praying fervently for. That is what we should be making our novenas to achieve. But yet, we're focused on praying to St. Anthony to find some lost article. We're praying to St. Jude for a cure for our loved ones. That is important and that is good. But let us not forget the more important thing. Let us seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice and trust that God will give us whatever else we need for our bodies. He already takes care of our bodies. He takes care of the bodies of everybody in this world. He knows what we need to wear. He knows what we need to eat. What he wants to hear from us is that we love our soul. We want to go to heaven. So I suggest that we learn from our Lord what he's saying here. And of course, we're never really going to learn until the Holy Ghost comes and dwells in our heart, until we open ourselves up in prayer like the apostles in that upper room praying after our Lord ascended into heaven. Praying for the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, to come. We have to open up our souls to receive him. And when he comes in, we have to listen. What is he telling us? Everything that Christ has already said. But I think most importantly, that we must seek the kingdom of heaven. That must be first and foremost in all our prayers, all our desires, all our labors. What good is it going to be if you gain everything in this world and you lose your soul? You have lost everything. And I can turn that around and tell you it's corollary. I can't even say the word now. This other principle: if you gain everything in this world, you become the most powerful, the richest, whatever it is in this world. You gain this whole world and you lose your soul. You have lost everything. And you have gained nothing because Even if you control the entire world, you're still going to lose it. We need to concern ourselves with the spiritual, with our souls, with the souls of those whom we love, and ask God to get us to heaven, and then trust in Him for the rest. The rest really doesn't matter. If I get to heaven, it doesn't matter what happened in this life. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.